Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is taken from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27, going on to 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. These are your words, Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. A young boy went running up the mountainside of the Carolinas during the rainy season, up the switchbacks, jumping from rock to rock. He was a mighty ram about to conquer this mountain. He got to the top with his mother chasing him. Don't you jump on those rocks anymore. You're going to slip. You're going to fall. You are going to get hurt. That ram didn't care. Ram got to the top, said, I conquered it. As soon as he got to the top, though there was a waterfall to go look at, he started running right back down the switchback. His mother right behind him, yelling at him, calling out to him for his safety. In his great pride, that weight of his on this one fateful jump, he landed on the side of the edge of the last switchback. And the weight made a mudslide occur. With the rain, that soil fell beneath him. And he started to slide down. The only thing below him was a ravine full of sharp rocks and trees. But, miraculously, that mother, with great speed, reached down to this one extended hand, reaching for something, the boys, and grabbed him, pulled him up, secured him in his hand, in her hands. The boy was secure, safe, a little trembling, but had learned a valuable lesson. His great pride as a ram almost caused his death. We have a shepherd who, as well, knows of our great pride. The pride also led by an old shepherd, one who lived with us, who actually wanted to scatter us and did very well at that at one point. He would make us run, fleeing in fear, sometimes in great pride to try to battle him. But this great shepherd only wanted to bring them to fields of thorns, filthy waters, no life-giving nurture at all. However, though our pride was great, though we were jumping on rocks and ledges, catching with the clips of our hooves, we almost died too. We'd landed on that ridge, our pride carrying us to the side. And what would it be for us today? Is it, I'm greater than my professor in class? Professors, is it that you know so much you don't need to study anymore? Is your rank above one another the pride which carries you? Are you so high that you float like an air balloon? We all had this struggle. And we still from time to time. But in this time we were saved by a good shepherd who came. He, with his staff, rescued us. As we were sliding down the ridge, we were bleeding as sheep do, or calling out for help, and the staff of the shepherd grabbed us around the neck and brought us and pulled us up. But in that effort, in that mudslide of sin that we had caused, he fell into the ravine to be landing on the rocks, to be cut, to be shattered, to fall into thorns. The mudslide of sin falling on him to suffocate him. That life he gave, we were now on the path again, renewed, yet afraid. For 3 days, our shepherd was dead, and there was great fear. For 3 days, we celebrated at Easter from Good Friday to Sunday. But what happened that third day? And why does it matter? On that third day, with an eastern sun, the good shepherd rose, his voice calling out, the scattered flock afraid, running back to the voice. And the shepherd rose with that sun, not as a shadow, as things to come, but as a fulfillment, as the real living, true God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. Taking that pride of yours with him, letting it kill him, that you may be found now in humility. Now you know the Easter story, so why does this matter to you? Why now, even though we claim him as our Savior, we know the basics. His blood clothes us. His word refreshes us. We go to the sacraments. Listen to what he says in the text. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This text, four verses, and these two, extremely important to your life. It is security that you are safe in the hands of the Good Shepherd. That though the old shepherd comes knocking at you with his rod and staff, that other shepherd, the good shepherd, is there in between to stand against him, that you may not be lost. And when he calls with his voice, you come running. Why? Because with what he has done, he has now made you and the Father one. He has taken you into himself and made you one with him. You are no longer just some person with a name in this world, a sheep with dirty fur, a cleansed sheep, made pure and white. You are one marked as his. And this will that he has given you means that you are too, today, and from the day on, empowered to resist the temptations of letting your pride get the best of you, to say, yeah, I don't want to do my science work, my science homework, my math homework. I know it. I don't need to do it. Or to ignore calling your mother or your father from college here because you think they don't need to hear your voice, you're a grown-up. Instead, you may react with, in a different love with the will of the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit, that you are one with him. And that when the day comes, when the sun rises for us, when that last day finally comes, you shall have security that you are in the shepherd's hands, that no one may snatch you. Listen again. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Instead, you will be led by streams of quiet waters that you will drink. You will lie in green pastures. And you will have peace, every single one of you. Every single one of you. And you shall not have to face your pride or the old shepherd again. For you are his from now and into eternity. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forevermore. Amen. Please stand. We will be saying a morning prayer found in our hymnal on page 167. It will be the second paragraph. Before Lord Jesus Christ, as the patient Lamb of God, you suffered for me the most shameful death on the cross, and with your precious blood you redeemed me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil. I pray you to give me the assurance of this redemption through your word and sacraments, and to direct my heart by your Holy Spirit. Preserve me with your divine love, and hide me this day, both body and soul, in your holy wounds, Wash me from all my sins. Teach me to live a life of good works. And at the end, lead me from this world of sorrow to your eternal joy and glory. Hear me, my faithful Savior, my only comfort, hope, and life, my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Continue with the hymn.